Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P23-007 regarding Carlos Dominguez. The time is now 9:12 a.m. on March 7th, 2023. My name is Caitlin Crawford, and I am the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and purpose. We will go ahead and get started with those of us in the room today, and then we will move to our virtual attendees. So as previously mentioned, my name is Caitlin Crawford, and I am the investigator in this case.
Good morning, Brandon Eaton, investigator for the board.
Okay. Orlean Loera, enforcement manager.
David Brotman, architect, member of the panel.
Thank you. And virtually, if we could have our EAC members.
Yeah, this is Louis Cabrico, Miller Quest, EAC member.
Thank you. Could we have our third EAC member introduce himself?
Sorry, I didn't hear that. You guys are breaking up. Did you want me to introduce myself?
Sure. Ms. Ray, go ahead.
Amy Ray, Assistant Attorney General.
Thank you.
And I'm Frank Macia.
Thank you, Mr. Macia. And then if we could please have Mr. Dominguez introduce himself.
Yes, my name is Carlos Dominguez with Gianni Design Group, and I'm an architectural designer.
Thank you. Mr. Caduco, I think we are getting some feedback noise on your end. Would it be possible to mute your phone unless if you're speaking? Mr. Caduco?
Yeah, I'm here.
Could you please mute your phone? I think we're getting some feedback on your end.
Can you repeat that? It's a lot of echoing on here.
Sure. There's just some background noise coming from your line. If you could please mute your phone, unless if you're speaking, that might help us hear a little bit better.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm walking right now, so I apologize.
Okay. If you could just mute it, unless if you're speaking, I think that will help.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you. All right, a few reminders. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important, so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. To avoid disruption, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on July 22, 2022, related to a residential project in Fountain Hills, Arizona. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the Board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Mr. Brotman?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Caduco?
Yes.
Thank you. And then Mr. Macia?
Yes.
Thank you. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted. At this point, we just have the respondent. During the interview of the respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position on each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. We don't have anybody here in person to be interviewed. For all parties being interviewed over the phone, at the conclusion of your interview, you will need to disconnect. Just for the record, I did also want to state that the alleger was invited to attend today's meeting and given ample notice and is presently not at today's meeting. At this time, I will call for a motion to enter into executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. Can I please have a motion to enter into executive session?
David Brotman, so moved.
Thank you, Mr. Brotman. Can I please have a second? Thank you, Mr. Messia. So now I will vote individually. Mr. Brotman, entering into executive session, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Guduco?
Yes.
Thank you. And then Mr. Messia?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes. We have entered into executive session.